the Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name's Jen Adams and it's Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So we started back in 2005 by a guy called John Galpin, and he lives in Dalby, and he used to see basking sharks all the time, but he spent a lot of time looking out at these sharks and suddenly he started seeing dolphins popping up and porpoises and the odd whale. So he tried to do some research into what species he was seeing, but there was nothing available, no information, and he realised that's because nobody had ever studied cetaceans or whales or dolphins in the Isle of Man before, so he took it upon himself to start up Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch.
Tell us about your team.
So we have a very small team. So it's me, I'm Jen, I'm the Outreach and Education Manager. My colleague Tom, he's a researcher, and we have two trustees, and that's us.
Who is the charity for?
Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch is first and foremost, it's for the animals. It's for the whales and the dolphins, porpoises, basking sharks, but it's also for the Manx community. It's to inspire the public to realise that we are a real gem here, a proper hotspot for these animals, and it really is down to us to protect them and safeguard them into the future.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We collaborate with DEFA, so we organise an annual report for them every year. We work closely with Manx BirdLife, Manx Wildlife Trust and all the other wildlife groups on the island. And then further afield, we work with the Sea-Watch Foundation based in Wales, and we give them our sightings data every month, and they have a big map of all of the sightings around the UK, which is really interesting to look at.
What are your main goals?
So our goals are to protect these amazing animals in Manx waters. So we do this through long-term monitoring projects such as land-based surveys, boat-based surveys, photo identification. So that's using a non-invasive method of recognising individual dolphins and seeing how often they come to the Isle of Man and where else they go. So we really just want to monitor the population, make sure that they are safe here, and just keep an eye on numbers, see how many return each year and how many young, you know, how many juveniles and calves they have, and identify important areas for them on the Isle of Man as well.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
So it's always a difficult one to answer because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, what's happened to us in the last 5 years, we never imagined. When we opened the first Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch Visitor Centre, that did wonders for us and our public engagement and outreach. And obviously now we've moved into the wonderful Cranky's coffee shop here in Peel, and we've got a little office space out the back. So we really see ourselves interacting more and more with the public, meeting more tourists on the island. I would love to get a slightly bigger team as well. It'd be amazing to be able to get some funding to pay for another researcher, so somebody to come here and start doing a little bit more on the science side.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded by members to the charity, and also different grant-given organisations, private family charitable trusts. You know, it really is just as and when we have a project, we'll reach out and see if we can get some money from someone or another.
How can people support you?
So you can support us by becoming a member, and you'll get to join a team of really enthusiastic marine wildlife lovers, such as ourselves. We have regular meetups at the Sound where you can come and join us and chill out and look out for whales and dolphins. We'll provide you with regular newsletters and updates and things like this, and obviously the money supports us as well. And you can also support us just by reporting anything you see. So we do have a very busy public engagement public sightings network. We have about 600 sightings reported to us every year. So if you see a dolphin or you think you've seen a dolphin, please get in touch with us and we will ask you all of the questions that we need to ask to try and ascertain what species it was.
Where can people find out more?
Come to our new info centre in Cranky's Coffee Shop in Peel. So it's located just past Co-op and Tesco, kind of slap bang in the middle of the high street, and you'll see a big painted sign saying Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch on the front window. And of course you can get a nice cup of coffee as well whilst you're here. You can also find out more online. So just type into a search engine Manx Whale and Dolphin Watch, and there you can find out more and see what's been seen where.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.